Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, friends. It is I, Jesse Steele, and let's get into some news. You want to join the USDA Forest Service? Who doesn't? Well, they are hiring foresters and forestry technicians in California across the country. The USDA Forest Service is hiring hundreds of foresters and forestry technicians across the nation and exciting and rewarding locations across the National Forest in California. Forester jobs announcement are open today through March 7th. Forestry technician jobs are open March 11th through March 21st. Join our team in the Pacific Southwest region, said regional forester Jennifer Eberlein. We are looking for talented, diverse applicants to help us manage the health of our national forests. If you're interested in working outdoors, stewarding public lands, and serving our local communities, I encourage you to apply today. Applications are only accepted through www.usajobs.gov. You can go to Eastern Sierra Now and find that link. Review the job announcement carefully for deadlines and required information to include in your application. Employment start dates and duty locations vary. So that would be pretty cool for the right person looking for the right job. So again, you can head over to Eastern Sierra Now where you can get that link. There is a new athletic director at Mammoth High School. That's right. His name is Shane Borowski. And he had a little bit of a, hi, I'm Shane, as well as some updates on some sports that happened. So first, our boys and girls soccer teams are both in the CIF finals. The girls will be taking on Fresno Christian High School at noon, and the boys will be playing Parlier High School at 3 tomorrow. So that is the 26th Saturday at the Whitmore Ball Fields. The girls are the number one seed in Division 5, and the boys are number one seed in Division 6, and are both looking to claim a CIF championship on the same day. That's pretty cool. We need to get out there and check that out. Tickets must be purchased to enter and can be done at the gate using a cell phone. That's exciting stuff. Also, our boys' Nordic team claimed their first ever state championship last weekend at the Auburn Ski Club in Lake Tahoe, competing against 8 other school teams from both California and Nevada. The Mammoth High School men's team landed atop the podium and won the school's first ever CNISSF state championship. The race format was a skiathon, individual start where competitors skied against the clock, combining two Nordic disciplines, skiing the first 3.3K circuit on classic skis, then transitioning to freestyle or skate skis for the second lap of the course. Competitors raced on a course that challenged their skills in climbing steep and gradual hills, descending fast downhills, and grinding flat sections. It took a team effort of individuals skiing their best race to win the title. Thanks for that, Shane, and welcome to Mammoth High School. So Mammoth Lake sent out a little community update yesterday. I'll just give you the gist of everything here. OSV, or Over Snow Vehicles, coffee with a district ranger this Saturday. The third coffee with a district ranger is this Saturday, February 26th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Bald Mountain Road Dead Man Summit staging area. This is the continuation of the collaborative outreach for the Over Snow Vehicle, or OSV, planning. This is an informal opportunity to look at OSV use in the field. Please join us and share your concerns and ideas and solutions. You can do that at INYO's Facebook page or just go to Eastern Sierra Now where you can click on that link. The Town Council to receive a report on Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce Work Program. March 2nd, representatives from the Mammoth Lakes Chamber will provide the Council with an update on their current work program and ongoing efforts. The town has an agreement with the Chamber to provide business-related services and have continued to support a housing employee matching program. The term of the agreement is from July 1st through June 30th of 2025. July 1st was from 2021. Through June 30th, 2025, Compensation is set at a fixed amount of $300,000 per year. As part of their presentation, the Chamber of Commerce and the Council may identify modified work program areas for next fiscal year and schedule a follow-up presentation for next year as needed. town to provide quarterly TOT enforcement update to town council. The town of Mammoth Lakes enforcement team will provide a formal presentation of enforcement efforts to town council March 2nd. For the second quarter of fiscal year 21-22, information will include the following: statistical data including cases opened, citations issued, and revenue received, process improvements implemented by team, and team goals. Review the March 2nd town presentation at Eastern Seer Now in the story. So there is some more from the town. If you'd like to hear about that, head over to Eastern Seer Now and click on Community Update for Mammoth Lakes 225. There's a lot of stories there, so we're not going to get those out in the podcast. But if you want to check it out, just head over there and check it out. It's right there ready to go. Quite a few Bishop Bronco sports schedules released today for all the spring sports. Bronco baseball, Bronco softball, track, Bronco golf. All of their schedules are posted at Eastern Sierra Now. You can go there, see when your favorite Bronco is going to be playing and where, so you can set your calendar to that. You know, a quick way on Eastern Sierra Now, if you didn't know this, was when you first click on the website, instead of scrolling and looking for sports stuff, right at the top in the black bar, it says local sports. If you click that, you're going to find every single sports listing, including those schedules right there. It makes it very simple. So, what did you miss? So, young Ella Boehm has been posting this every day, what you missed, and what that comes from is Instagram and social media. So, it's not from stories that we posted, it's from things that she found on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all over the place, that maybe isn't a full story for a website, but just enough information that she felt you should get that, as well as she reposted these on Eastern Sierra Now on Instagram. So if you haven't done that yet, go over to Instagram, look up Eastern Sierra Now, and subscribe. What are you waiting for? That's the easiest way to get everything. It's just, we get posts, you know. Using stories is fantastic. Social media is a great way to get news out there. We've started pushing on Twitter a little bit, and that's actually picking up, so that's cool, because I'm not very familiar with Twitter, and neither is the rest of Eastern Sierra, but it's actually starting to pick up quite a bit. So go over there and head over and get that, and Facebook, follow us there. You know, YouTube is still down. We're trying to solve that problem. You know, YouTube is a lot like Skynet, for those of you that are Terminator fans. Google and YouTube kind of own everything and are so powerful and know it that they don't have to help you. There isn't even a customer service line for you to call YouTube and say, hey, something's wrong. You can't send an email. You can't do anything. There is nothing you can do. If they think you're wrong, and you need to kick rocks. And that's kind of what happened. So in our case, it's a mistake. They clicked us off on accident. There's nothing wrong with our page. We went through everything. They made a mistake, but you can't call somebody and say, hey, you made a mistake. So we're trying to figure it out. In the meantime, hopefully we'll get it solved. You know, I've been calling everybody I know. And if anybody listening to this has any connects at YouTube or Google, let me know. Because the trick is find a, you know, a meat person, not a machine person. And they usually can get you straightened out. But to get to said meat person, damn near impossible. So if it wasn't for the fact that they're the biggest thing in the world, I would just say, nope, not going back to them. But you have to. And they know it. And that's why they treat you this way. So it's kind of... it's unfortunate, but we'll keep fighting. Anyway, the rest of social media, we're going to get into some Snapchat and TikTok once I learn to dance. But in the meantime, go check out the rest of our stuff. Back to the story. So what you missed for today. Northern Indiana Hospital is looking for a medical laboratory services manager. The job description includes being responsible for the operational performance of the laboratory department, coordinating legislated and regulatory requirements in conjunction with joint admission state and federal laws, ensuring the laboratory, I don't know, you can see go either way. Laboratory sounds better because it's more scary. Is in compliance for accreditation inspections, participating in hospital interdepartmental and medical departmental meetings, coordinating with laboratory staff to provide for efficient and timely delivery of laboratory results, actively involved with laboratory staff in procurement of new equipment and developing of new testing procedures. To learn more, go to www.nih.org and hit the careers tab, where you can find the online application and more information. NIH does a great job. A lot of people, that's their career, and they love working there. I know a lot of them, and I've worked with them quite a bit shooting videos and stuff in the past couple of years, and I'll tell you, that's a good spot. So if you're interested in that and you have any experience, you should definitely do that. Indigenous Art of the Great Basin exhibit opens February 25th. The Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center is opening part two of the Great Basin Native Artists exhibit. As described on the event poster, the commonalities within tribal communities are key motivators in indigenous art, utilizing cultural knowledge and life ways to inspire them. The passion to be creative and express ideas gives the native artists an opportunity to strengthen, heal, and encourage community awareness. The Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center believes that recognizing and acknowledging community talent and crafts is a key piece to preserving the culture, tradition, and life ways of the Numu or Paiute and Niue Shoshone people. The Great Basin Native Artists, GBNA, is a collective of indigenous artists living in or originally from the Great Basin areas of Nevada, California, Southern Oregon, Southern Idaho, and Utah. Hours for the exhibit are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Admission is free. That is absolutely worth checking out, so head out there and do that. Bishop's first annual Trout Rodeo, February 26th. I'm just imagining like a kid holding on to a rainbow trout like they do with the sheep, you know what I'm talking about, and then they can try to hold on for 8 seconds. Probably wind up like that scene in Ace Ventura when the great white shark has him going all over the pool when he's getting attacked by it. Saturday the 26th is Bishop's first annual Trout Rodeo, a new catch and release fishing competition for the Owens Valley community. All anglers are welcome, whether fly or conventional. Register online for $25 a person, with an additional $20 if you want to compete in the teams category. All individuals must register with and use the iAngler app. For more information, you can go to Eastern Sierra now and click on the link there. Sierra Club Hot Creek Snow Hike, February 27th. The Range of Light group will be having a snow hike at Hot Creek this Sunday, February 27th from 9:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. It'll be a 3-mile round-trip winter snow hike to the Hot Creek Geological Site, featuring a brief presentation on the proposed mining operation nearby in Long Valley. The presentation will focus on the mining project's effects on the bi-state sage-grouse and Long Valley's natural environment. For more details, go to sierraclub.org. I've been working on a video for them today, almost all day, in fact, and it is just such a tragedy if they get to go in there and mine. That place is so beautiful and so perfect as it is, and it will completely wipe out the sage grouse. They'll be extinct because somebody in Canada wants gold. That's my main point with this. I'm not even trying to take like the side of the left or the right or this or the that or whatever. I'm just trying to say, people are going to come here. We're going to allow them to dig in our backyard, destroy our backyard, take whatever they find, and take it back to Canada and leave us with the mess. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. At least if we're going to let them do that, we need to get to keep 50% of the gold. You know what I mean? And 100% of the workers need to be from here. But that's not the case. And U.S. Forest Service said, hey, cool, go ahead and do that. Because there is a law in place from 1872 that allows someone with a mining claim to basically get away with that, and the Forest Service can't do anything against it because it's a law. So it needs to be changed. So if you're interested in knowing more about that, check out Jay Obernolte, our congressman. You can actually complain to him. He knows all about it. He's been dealing with this for quite some time. Let him know, hey, you want to know about the Long Valley area up there, and you want to know why this is still a thing? Maybe they can get this stopped before it destroys it, because it's, I mean, I'm talking the Hot Creek area will be destroyed. You know, you've been up there, you've looked down and seen the blue waters that are bubbling and all that's gone. It's going to be completely wiped out. All of these mines cover that area. All you're going to see up there is giant lights and machines digging in the ground in that beautiful area. It's ridiculous. So, and the point is, like I said, we don't get anything from it. It's just like letting your neighbor come in your yard, dig up everything, take whatever he wants, and then leave. That's stupid. That's absolutely dumb. So just say no to that. Watch for that video to come out, by the way, soon. Ella Boehm and I put that together, and it looks pretty good. I'm really happy with it. So check it out. Tell me what you think. C5 Studio, Art Studio, call for art March 1st. C5 Studios is calling for art or poetry submissions for the next community art show titled Flora and Fauna. Submissions must be dropped off at C5 Studio no later than 5 p.m. Tuesday, March 1st. 2022. The show will open with a reception Friday, March 11th, and run through April 23rd. Artists of all ages and experience levels are welcome to submit up to two pieces. Submissions should be ready to hang on the wall and have a label on the piece with your name, email address, phone number, title of the work, and an optional short statement about the work. Please check C5's opening hours at c5studios.org for when to drop off your work. If you have any questions, please reach out to Erin, that's E-R-I-N, C5studios at gmail.com. And lastly, I just need to remind you that the High Sierra Energy Foundation is almost at its run. March 1st is when they are going to need this done. They are a member of the Southern California Edison's Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input from community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electrical infrastructure in the Bishop area. Please head over there. You can go to Eastern Sierra now. Just click on the link at the top when you see the ad banner come up for High Sierra Energy Foundation. That'll take you to the survey. Fill out the survey. You're done. It's quick. It's painless. It'll take you 20 seconds. But that helps them move forward with everything that they need to do in the next year. So thank you for doing that, and that will be a huge help. You know who else needs thanks? Our advertisers. They are the best. We seriously have the best advertisers, and we're trying to get some more. We've got a few coming up. As the word gets out about Eastern Sierra now, people are getting excited. They want to get on board, and hey, I'm not going to stop them. I think that's fantastic. You know, we've got Northern Union Hospital. They're a newbie, but a goodie. They've been with me for a long time, and now they're jumping on with Eastern Sierra now, and I absolutely love that. Copper Top, they've been with me from the beginning. You can't beat that. They are the best barbecue, hands down, by far. You can't beat them. And there's proof, because on Yelp it says that. They were the best restaurant in the country a few years ago. I'm not making that up. Storga's Mexican Restaurant. We all know that's my favorite Mexican food place. It is fantastic. It is the best. You can head over to their website, Storga's Mexican Restaurant. You can also go to coppertopbarbecue.com. By the way, I was going to mention that. Both of those restaurants take online orders. So you can order, show up, and have your stuff ready to go. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to do anything. You are good to go. Giovanni's and The Stove, both up in Mammoth, both owned by friends of mine. Fantastic establishments. I love the breakfast at The Stove. It's just one of those, like, huge breakfasts, you know what I mean? When you're starving and you got to have pancakes and bacon and eggs and, you know, orange juice and coffee. That's the place to go, is The Stove. It's wonderful. And then at night, you know, everybody loves Italian. Of course you do. We all speak with our hands. You know what I mean? Italian, Italian. Yeah, Giovanni's. That's where you go. And you don't even have to just get pizza. That's what it's known for. But hey, there is so many good things at Giovanni's. It's a must for me. Speaking of must, I went this morning. Brewed Awakening in Big Pine. Okay, so I had the dirty bean, and it was in a barrel because I needed that coffee. And that was, it's so good. Can't even describe it. I guess it's like a mocha, sort of, but oh, wow. And then they made this croissant that was incredible. It had scrambled eggs, I think it was Swiss cheese, and turkey. And oh my God, it was so good. They just microwaved it a little bit, put it on one of those panini presses, and then handed it over. Oh man, I was good to go. Black Tie Ski Rental, you know, there's nobody better. There's no reason to use your old gear that you have stored in your garage for the last 20 years, like me. You just go to Black Tie Ski Rental. You get the latest gear. You get it fit correctly. You have somebody help you all the way to the lift, basically, once you're there. And they'll bring it to you. If you come up and you're staying in a hotel or you got an Airbnb, you don't need to go there. They'll come to you. It's an incredible service. My friend Jeremy runs it. He is the bomb. Definitely check that out. The Mammoth brand, speaking of the bomb, that's where you get your gear. That's where you get your style, you know, your sweatshirts, hoodies, t-shirts. You know, you've got the I Love Sierra Cement. Everybody loves that one. You know, Dave McCoy's my homeboy. Those of us that were homeboys with Dave McCoy definitely want that shirt. He does some good stuff. Jason Blakey over there. Check that out. Shorty Speed Shop. You know, if you need your car worked on, he's the guy. And I have to tell you, he has gotten so busy. I'm not trying to blame it completely on Eastern Sierra now, but I'm sure it helped. He has gotten so busy over there, he's pushed out for like a month. So if it's an emergency, I'm sure you can get squeezed in, but you're going to have to wait in line to get something done. That's unfortunate, but hey, that's a testament to how good Robbie is. Everybody wants him working on it. He's the best. He's worked on my cars forever. Even before he lived here, he is a good guy. That's where Marsh's Automotive used to be. If you are an old timer and you don't know where he's located, it's on Sneeden Street, which is parallel to 395. It's kind of over by the brewery. So head in there, go to Shorty's, and get your car fixed. And one of my favorite topics, one of my things that I think everybody needs to push, and I was saving it for last because I just went through it yesterday with Amy at High Point Solar. There is literally no reason on earth that you right now don't go get solar put on your house. There's always the, well, it costs a lot, or it's not as simple as this or that. See, I always thought that too. I was like, I wish that I could have solar, but it's never going to happen. The truth is this, my friend. We just walked through my bill. I have DWP. Some people have Edison. It doesn't matter. Amy can deal with all of it, but I have DWP. We found out by looking at it that it'd probably be $15,000, something like that, rough, give or take, you know, based on what, I don't have a huge electric bill, but I don't have a small one either. So it's a good chunk of change. But once you've broke it down, she walks you through how to find, Amy's experience is in mortgage finance, by the way, and just finance in general. So she walks you through how to find the cheapest loan, the best way that you can. We looked at my stuff. It'd be about $100 a month that I would be paying, and within 10 years, my solar system would be paid off. So let's think that through. $100 a month, I'm already paying more than that to DWP. So I'm making money there. 10 years from now, I am completely paid off, and I never have an electric bill again. And let's say I put $200 towards it instead of $100. 5 years from now, I am completely off the grid. Not completely, because you have to be connected to it. But as far as paying, I'm not paying that anymore. So then, let's say in a couple years, I pick up an electric vehicle. Now I'm not paying for gas, and I'm not paying for the electricity to run the car. And I get an electric stove. I get an electric dryer. Everything, electric heat source, electric cooling, AC in my house. I no longer have bills for $100 a month. There is no reason, I go back to what I was saying, that everybody does not just call Amy right now and say, hey, I'm going to get solar. You can get a loan for it. And on top of all that, let's throw everything else aside. 26% of your investment, you can instantly write off on your taxes for this year, going against your income. So you might get a large return, depending on your income, by doing that. And it's depreciable over, I think, 10 years or something. There is no freaking reason that people don't go get solar right now. I mean, I've talked about this a million times, but trust me, call Amy, 760-937-5849, or go to highpoint-solar.com. And remember, when you do, say you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now, because if you do that, she's going to give you $250 off your investment that you're already getting all that other stuff on. I'm telling you, this is the best way to go. It seems scary. Oh God, I got to put $15,000 or whatever it's going to wind up being for your personal usage on my house, on your house. But I promise you, my friend, your bill each month will be less paying off the solar system on your roof than it is paying the electrical you're already paying. See what I mean? If you want a question, an answer about any of that, she'll walk you through it. Again, Amy, 760-937-5849. Okay, that's enough of my rant. Let's get on with the weekend. And this has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I'm Jesse Steele.